It began in 1926 as Negro History Week. February was picked because it contains the birthdays of both Frederick Douglass and Abraham Lincoln. In 1976, it became Black History Month. And the goal, I'm going to quote directly here from the United States Department of State, is that one day the sharing and contribution of all Americans in America will be so appreciated, accepted, and understood that there will be no further need for any ethnic group to call attention to its contributions and exploits for the good of the country. Joining us now to talk about this is William Payne, former assemblyman in the New Jersey State Legislature, author of a bill called the Amistad Law that enacted this type of education policy in New Jersey. And Raina Kelly's a staff writer for Newsweek magazine. She recently wrote an article on why she thinks we still need to keep Black History Month. Raina, let me start with you, because you went into this article expecting to talk about how you thought we shouldn't have Black History Month, and then you changed your mind.
That's exactly what happened. I was doing research on an essay that was going to be called The End of Black History Month. I think, like a lot of people, a lot of African Americans, I found the month ghettoizing and patronizing. Why should our history be reduced to one month and, of course, the shortest month of the year?
Right.
And when I started doing research, I realized there was just so much I personally didn't understand about African American history, that what happened was I became disappointed with the way we've been celebrating Black History Month, not Black History Month. And I realized there's still a lot of work to do, there's still a lot of issues that we could bring to light.
But, you know, but by continuing Black History Month, you might say that it allows us to be complacent about the inequality in our textbooks. In other words, we all teach about Thomas Edison, but the guy who invented the filament that goes inside the light bulb was an African American, and that's not something that we have to learn about in February. And that brings us to Bill Payne. Bill, you actually were outraged by the inequality in the textbooks and in the history curriculum, and you set out in the 1990s to try and make it an everyday lesson, right, in New Jersey schools, and that led you
Absolutely.
To write this Amistad Law.
Absolutely, yes. It was my feeling that the contributions of African Americans to the development of this country, in fact, to the Western Hemisphere, should be taught to all students and throughout the year, and in its proper chronology. For instance, I'm talking about the development of this country, for instance, when we had the Revolutionary War. We always taught about the Redcoats, pardon me, we taught about those who fought on our side, et cetera, but never do we teach in the general history about the role that African Americans played in the Revolutionary War. So many African American youngsters and white youngsters, for that matter, grow up with this sense that blacks simply did not exist, or if they were there, they were on the sidelines. And so, therefore, young African-American youngsters growing up in this country don't see themselves in the textbooks, even throughout the Civil War, where we fought as well, but not taught that. So we grow up with a sense of low self-esteem, don't identify with the brave people in this country, because everything about African-Americans is always negative, and that is during slavery, we talk about pickaninnies, and then after that, they talk about old Black Joe. But never do we talk about the positive things. So what Amistad does, it has U.S. history. We don't talk about Black history. We talk about the history of this country. And you simply cannot teach the history of this country if you leave out omit the role that African Americans play. Because in that sense, you're teaching lies, you're teaching myths, et cetera. So Amistad says you have to reconceptualize the teaching of history and social studies in this country, take it apart, put it back together again, and infuse the role that African Americans played throughout our history.
And Black you actually offer a free resources online for teachers. I want you both to listen to this clip from actor Morgan Freeman. This is back in 2005, and Raina's nodding her head. I'm sure she remembers this very well. This is Morgan Freeman on CBS's 60 Minutes.
I don't want a Black History Month. Black history is American history.
How are we going to get rid of racism? Until...
Stop talking about it. I'm going to stop calling you a white man.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you to stop calling me a Black man. I know you as Mike Wallace. You know me as Morgan Freeman. You understand what I know this white guy named Mike Wallace. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Raina, I mean, you're very familiar with that. I'm very familiar with that. And it echoes this frustration that here was this temporary solution, which is what Black History Month was meant to be. And some people feel that because we still have Black History Month, it excuses people from not fixing the core problem of integrating the histories together.
I mean, I think that we both need Black History Month, and we need to recognize that Black History Month can make us complacent. I think I was talking to Annette Gordon-Reed, a historian who's done a lot of groundbreaking work on Thomas Jefferson, and she said, you know, Black history is American history. However, Black History Month is a time for a special appreciation. In a school curriculum right now, kids only go to school 180 days a year. There is not going to be time to pinpoint various issues like, you know,
There's huge dramas that remain to be told. You refer to the Hemingses, the Jefferson story. There's the slave revolt in 1712 in New York City, which was a huge event that nobody ever learns about.
You know, today is the 40th anniversary of the Orangeburg massacres in Mississippi. I mean, there are lots of stuff. There's lots of stuff that just can't be covered in a school year, but that we can draw special attention to in February.
Bill Payne, what do you think about that? There's not enough time in the rest of the year to call attention not just to African Americans, but to all minority contribution.
But I think we missed a point if we keep talking about Black history. I think what we're talking about is the history of the United States of America, U.S. history, and therefore which should be infused there, you see. Any kind, and I don't say let's get rid of Black history studies, but they're electives around the country. White children as well as African-American children must learn that a Black man invented the traffic light or the gas mask and things like that. So each group will have a feeling of self-esteem and say that I can do that as well. If we relegate it to Black History Week or Black History Month, you can rest assured that most schools throughout this country will not give serious attention to that. But if it's fact as part of the curriculum of U.S. history, every single school in the United States of America, regardless of whether there's any Black students or not, will have to teach this and will teach this. And those youngsters will benefit from it, the white youngsters as well as the Black youngsters.
Bill Payne is a former assemblyman in the New Jersey State Legislature, author of the New Jersey Amistad Law, and Raina Kelly is the staff writer for Newsweek magazine. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
A lot of African-American history bound up in the Super Bowl win by the New Orleans Saints last night. Go to our website and find out who's giving their own takeaways about the game, thetakeaway.org, or you can leave your reaction at 877-8-MY-TAKE. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.